Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
Chocolate. Peanut butter.
Ooh. Hey, you got chocolate on my peanut butter.
You got peanut butter on my chocolate.
Hey, it's good.
Really good.
Yeah, I like this.
Two great tastes that taste great together. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Real milk chocolate. Good old-fashioned peanut butter.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
The birthday of the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, 1973.
That's awesome. They're delicious.
That's the original TV commercial featuring two young boys who bang into each other. One eating peanut butter, one eating a chocolate bar. One of the boys, Robbie Benson. The other boy, Donnie Most. They later became television actors and had quite successful careers in the 70s, at least.
Wow.
How long was Happy Days around?
A really long time.
And Robbie Benson, his poster was on a lot of teenage girls' bedroom walls, maybe your mom's. But Robbie Benson was around, I think, if I'm not wrong, he tried to be a singer in the 70s, and that didn't work out. But happy birthday to the Peanut Butter Cup in the 70s, 1973. And you might remember this being born in the 80s, the birth of the Reese's Pieces.
Reese's, time pieces, center pieces, mantle pieces, Reese's pieces, chess pieces, gold pieces.
Reese's Pieces,
which are also delicious.
Yes, they are. And in the 90s, we decided to go breakfast cereal.
1, 2, 3, 4. Reese's Puffs, Reese's Puffs.
Eat them. Reese's Puffs, you remember that?
Keith loves those.
I was going to say, he probably still eats them, right?
Keith loves those, still eats those. They're delicious.
Now, the current campaign is hilarious. It's that grovelly voiced guy who says, sorry, not sorry. Maybe you've seen the commercials on TV, but
for those who love peanut butter and those who want to get married to peanut butter, I now pronounce you weird.
The new Ultimate Reese's Peanut Butter Cup 2021. So it's been around for a while. Could you pick one if you had to?
Ooh. Put me on the spot like that.
Sorry, I don't see you eating the puffs, but I mean pieces and then all the different kinds
The mini peanut butter cups. Because I like a higher chocolate to peanut butter ratio, whereas my mother is the opposite, where she likes a higher peanut butter, so she likes the bigger ones, and she'll actually, like, break the chocolate off.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she likes peanut butter more than chocolate. I like chocolate more than peanut butter, but the mini ones are great.
Very scientific way to do it, but you're right.
Yes,
go mini. And then they make them real large ones. They're like 5 pounds or whatever.
I know. Too much.
Is that a birthday cake? What
it's
is
too
that
much. It's too much is what it is.
I don't know. But the good old-fashioned peanut butter cup,
happy birthday.
Okay. Happy birthday to the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Outdoor seating versus indoor seating. Restaurants are changing. We could take our masks off. First of all, before this stupid pandemic started, do you like outdoor seating or indoor?
I actually, prior to the pandemic, love outdoor seating.
Me too.
But it's one of my favorite things to do. I like to eat outside.
Me too. But then with the pandemic, early in the pandemic, everybody was closed. When they reopened, you had to sit outside. So we have that option. Some restaurants already had that option. Mm-hmm. So then you can sit. So now what happens that as things starting to go back to normal, do we still really want to sit on plastic chairs and a folding table on an asphalt street that has become outdoor seating? I don't know.
Maybe. I love a good patio. I love a good deck.
Oh, yeah.
I like a porch, if you will.
Yeah.
I don't know if we need to block off alleyways and sit there. Although, do you know what? Zhuzh it on up and keep it. Why not?
But you got to zhuzh.
You don't
want to sit on, like, funeral home chairs and folded card tables that your grandmother used to have in the garage.
Honestly, it doesn't bother me.
Doesn't it?
Nah.
I always think that somebody's going to come crashing through the barricade when I'm sitting on a street.
No, I think by now we're like used to it.
That's the point of this viral comedy. Listen carefully to this woman who did a parody on where you could sit at restaurants right now. What's indoor? What's outdoor?
Hi, welcome, party of two. Great. So would you like to sit inside or outside? Well, we have indoor, 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 outdoor, 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 and outdoor, indoor. Indoor, indoor is inside the restaurant. Outdoor, indoor is our guard room back. Sometimes we have heat lamps, sometimes we don't.
I was in a restaurant over the weekend in upstate New York that they have those big giant heat lamps.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they're near almost every table, and that's a new option. Would you like us to turn on the heat lamp? No, I came outside for a reason. It's too hot.
Well,
in there.
I mean, maybe it was a little chilly though. You were in upstate New York.
True, but it's like, oh, it's just so funny.
So funny.
So yeah, another thing we have to deal with as we come out of a pandemic slowly. Where do you want to sit?
Welcome, party of two. Great. So, would you like to sit inside or outside?
You want in?
Well, we have indoor.
We have indoor.
Outdoor, and outdoor.
Do you want outdoor?
Indoor is inside.
See, outdoor, indoor is like underneath like a tent, and maybe the tent has sides, so then you could be a little bit warm.
take the sides off.
Yeah, but then take the sides out. You're kind of like half inside.
Outdoor.
No, but outdoor, I think has no covering. You have to be specific.
If you're sitting in your kitchen eating and you open the kitchen window, is that outdoor, indoor, or
indoor, outdoor?
No,
that's indoor, outdoor.
There it is. I'm confused. News is coming up next.
Tom and Laura in the morning. We're indoor, indoor right now. Indoor, indoor.
94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94.1 WQKX.
You've heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
All right. So here's a great update on a cool story that we talked about a couple of months ago.
Oh, okay.
LaTanya Young was an Uber driver in Atlanta in 2018, right? Okay. She mentioned to a passenger, his name was Kevin, that she couldn't re-enroll at Georgia State because she still owed them $700 in back tuition.
Aww.
Right? So she was hustling to try and earn that money so she could get back to it and get her degree.
Okay.
Well, he just paid it for her right there in the Uber.
Oh my goodness,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, he went, that's cool, I got you.
In a car ride.
Just here you go, and paid it for her.
That's amazing.
So she promised to pay him back.
Okay.
He just said, no, graduate. Well, fast forward to 2020. She got her associate's degree in criminal justice.
Okay.
Kevin attended her graduation.
He went to the graduation
months later. Yes, and earlier this month, he was there again to see her get her bachelor's degree.
This is the kind of stuff chick flicks are made out of, all right?
And wait for it, and I hope a movie is made of this one.
Yeah.
She wrote a book. You can find it on Amazon Prime Reads.
Goodness.
From Broken to Blessed. Talking about her story from growing up as an impoverished kiddo in Atlanta to now having a bachelor's degree with some help from strangers along the way.
Uber love. I like it.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
Up next, someone posted this video on TikTok. If you listen, we'll play some of the audio in the background. It's hard to tell what's happening.
Okay. Hang on.
Okay.
I can see it. That's what's funny.
Oh, no.
It's funny. Oh, wait, it's a lift gate going up on the back of a truck.
Yes. So an older woman was trying to get into her car.
Okay.
It had rained a ton. There was a huge puddle. Now I'm talking like over a foot of water
right next to it.
One of
those big, huge runoff puddles. Yeah.
So one of the truck drivers was like, hold on, pulled up next to her, backed the truck up using the lift gate. Here it is. There's backing up. And allowed her to step across on the platform, and they lifted her towards her car.
Yeah, he's helping her, and she's going, and it's going to take her right to the driver's door, and she's going to open it up.
And she has her mask on, right? Because they still have mandates over there, but she's waving, thank you.
Hey, those guys, and I can't read what it says on the side of the truck, congratulations.
That's good news. Across the pond.
That's real good news.
And we're going to stay across the pond.
Okay.
How much would you pay for a beer, Tom?
It depends what the party situation is.
Listen, bars, pubs, dare I say it, in England have been closed for more than a year.
Okay.
Well, a pub just reopened. They auctioned off their first year to give it to charity. Guess how much they raised?
I don't know. $100.
Nope. $1,000.
$1,000
for a beer. Right around £780 for the woman who had her first pint in over a year.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Ariana just got married.
Okay, count me in as who cares.
Well, yeah.
Oh, no, that's okay. Wishing her the best.
Yeah, every time she gets married.
I'm sure she listens on the app.
We always wish her the best every time she gets married.
What number is this, pray tell?
I think it's 2.
I think it is number 2 as well.
I think it's 2. She married her boyfriend that she was locked down with for over a year.
Aw.
So I guess.
Well, actually, if you could survive lockdown with somebody, you could probably survive marriage.
That could be a whole other topic. Because
really could.
Like, you're locked down with your husband, so okay. But
sure, but I like him.
Exactly. And you're married to him.
So true.
What if you're locked down with, like, your live-in significant other life partner thing? Maybe after a year, you're like, what if you wanted to get out after 6 months? You can't find a place to rent.
I don't know.
It's the middle of a pandemic.
I don't know.
Like, what if you got locked down in March with some dude that you just got in a relationship with, and then by July you're like, oh, happy birthday, America, get me the hell out of here. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, congratulations to Ariana. Hey, must-haves for May are here with Wise Markets. I just like saying must-have for May. Must have for May.
I do enjoy that as well. I love alliteration.
So
and it's our friends at Wise.
Mm-hmm. A chance for you to win a $25 gift card if you know the must have for the day. And today's is in husk sweet corn.
Yay!
For those of you who are going, what? That means the leaves are still
I was
going
to say this. It's just corn. It's sweet corn.
I know,
in the husk.
Did you ever see people go in a store and they peel a husk back and they look at it and if they don't want that one, they just put it back?
Yeah, that's what everybody does.
Dude, you husked.
No, they only partially husk.
Oh, it's a partial husk?
Yeah, no, you have to check it. What if there's one of those little wormies in there? It's not the grocery store's fault, but I'm going to leave that little wormy for somebody else.
So you are that lady that partially husks?
Of course.
Okay.
Everybody does it.
In husk, sweet corn is today's item for today with a chance for you to win later on today.
That's right. Mark Stevens will be asking you for that particular item that you may husk or not, but all you have to do is give that to him when you hear the cue to call. $25 gift card to our friends at Wise Markets could be yours.
Yeah. Should you pre-husk your significant other before you marry them? Should they be pre-husked?
I think so. I think you got to husk it before you...
Husk it to take a peek?
Yeah, you have to. You absolutely do.
News is next.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Hey, Laura, it's nice to see your face.
Hey, Tom, it's nice to see. And you are freshly shaven.
Yes, I am. Going maskless is actually scaring some people. Do you have this issue?
Many Americans went maskless in public for the first time in months.
I've just seen a face I can't...
Fully vaccinated, Americans can now go without masks in most indoor and outdoor settings.
My face was paralyzed for a year.
I see your smiling face. Put on a happy face.
Get your game face on.
Oh, stand in. Face to face.
Have you walked a total mask?
No, seriously. I think that's just his resting face.
I can't feel my face.
I'm with you. All right, where do you stand? Now, Laura's answer to a lot of topics is you do you. And
you
I like
do
when
you,
you
Bill.
Say that. But some people, what if they never take the mask off for the rest of their life?
And you know what? That's okay. And here's why.
Okay, tell
me. Because they could have a compromised immune system. And with folks being vaccinated, not vaccinated, et cetera, it could be their own personal health issue.
Mm-hmm.
They could be going through cancer treatments.
Right.
Maybe they have some societal anxieties and wearing a mask provides them almost a crutch, if you will, to be able to get out and about in public. I say if you see someone wearing a mask similar, let's take a page out of like the entire continent of Asia's book.
Right.
If you're wearing a mask, you're wearing a mask. Who cares?
That's the way we should feel. But we're big, fat, stupid Americans.
Yes, we are.
And we don't feel, what's up with your mask? Now, that you shouldn't do because of pre-existing conditions.
Yes, absolutely.
Someone's health is compromised.
Here's the thing. The problem with... This debate, if you will, if we're talking about vaccinations and masks is, hey, my mom has a compromised immune system. She got vaccinated, but the efficacy for her is only right around 17-20%. So she is not fully vaccinated. So she probably will never get on public transportation. So that's planes, trains, automobiles that are shared without a mask ever again in her life.
Now, for those of you who don't understand that crazy word efficacy, it's how good it works. So when she says 20%, We're all at about 80 with our vaccines.
That's right. Anywhere from 80 to 94%.
Right, right. So, so that person who's wearing a mask might have that issue.
I personally never thought that masks should have been a debate. There was no debate when it came to masking. Just wear the mask. It's polite. It's the right thing to do, et cetera. And now we can take them off. You and I are double vaxxed.
Yeah.
So we don't have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
However, my mom... she's not as protected as you and I, so she is going to continue to wear a mask.
Which is good.
If you see someone out and about wearing a mask, let them be. You do you, boo.
Right. And you're out in the open air, you could take yours off. But if you see that person still wearing one, don't say, dude, you're outside, take off the mask, because there might be a reason.
Try a little kindness, friends.
Now, that given that out of the way, you're in a group of people inside, and everybody's still got that paranoia when a camera comes out. This happened at the Chamber of Commerce yesterday.
Oh,
we had a meeting right there at the Chamber building in the Haddon room.
Oh, do you wear a mask or not? Well,
we didn't have masks on, but then we said, let's take a group picture. And everybody's mask, no mask. I don't know. We better put them on. But we're all vaccinated. We all work together, but we all got paranoid. And our friend Vanessa, who walked in the room wearing a mask, because she knows me, but and maybe one or two other people, but she don't know everybody. So as soon as we saw her wearing the mask, we're like, she's taking a picture. We better put a mask on. And it was like really weird and awkward.
I think it's going to be weird and awkward for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So if you see the picture on Facebook of the staff all masked up,
I don't know.
None of us needed to be wearing one, but we all put it on anyway.
The fastest way to get rid of this weird and awkwardness, honestly, particularly for those who are healthy and well, get your vaccines, friends.
Oh, absolutely. I thought you were going to come up with a creative new marketing thing.
No.
You got a sticker on that says, I'm vaccinated, so you have like this vaccination party.
I almost wish we could. I mean, that would be fun. But quickest way back to normal is get those vaccines.
Yeah, like Rob the Sports Center just got his second. He's wearing a mask for two weeks,
and 14 then he's good days, to go.
And he's kind of jealous of us. And he's like, I'm counting down. You do that, Rob. You wear that mask.
Because then he's fully protected. Then he doesn't have to worry for himself anymore. I know.
But that photo op yesterday was so weird.
So funny.
And if we made you uncomfortable, Vanessa, we're sorry. or was it you made us uncomfortable?
I don't know.
I don't know. It was just so
crazy
funny.
Times we're living in.
Yeah. And we don't know what to do sometimes. But a lot of it is based on trust. So in your inner circle, you trust those people. But Jimmy Fallon coming up wants to talk about, should you trust the public? Is everyone being honest?
No. The answer is no.
Late Night Soundbite on the way next.
With Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
In the Winfield area.
Ooh, a little jiggy, a little jam. The traffic is slowly getting around. A tractor trailer that overturned on Route 15 in Winfield. There was an injury accident that happened about 40 minutes ago. Expect delays if you're in the Winfield area on Route 15.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX. It's time to qualify for a trip for four to Disney World with the 94KX Quest for the Castle. Call 1-800-326-94KX right now. And if you're the correct caller for the day, automatically qualify with 94KX.
What call are we taking?
Be quick. Caller number one right now on the Ford Fun Line. It's the final week to qualify for the Quest for the Castle. Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram will be there Friday. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura. 94KX.
You're playing the lottery, you play your favorite number. Maybe you have the machine pick the number. But the thing is, the winning number in North Carolina's pick three last week was 666.
No way.
Yes. So, you know, we all talk about, what's his name again?
Could it be Satan?
Could it be Satan?
I
just love Dana Carvey as the church lady. Anyway, 666, I don't know why it would be your favorite number, but it came up 8,000 winning tickets in one state. 8,000 people picked 666.
I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, but don't you think it's slightly dark?
I don't. Yeah, and why is that the devil's number again? Is there a reason I can't remember?
It goes back to the Bible, and
that it was Lucifer. Right?
Yeah, and then remember, even like in them old movies, remember The Omen? The little boy
had this birthmark. Yeah, that's right.
And it was three sixes, so they asked. we just had to use that again. Anyway, yeah. So 8,000 people picked that number. I wonder if they go to church. I was just kind of wondering. News is coming up next.
Honest to God.
Honest to God.
Well, Tom and Laura in the morning. No, news is next.
Yeah, 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. It's a Try It Tuesday, and we are headed to my favorite place in the world.
I think it's like everybody's favorite.
It is.
And then it's not like the best known secret anymore because people come from all over to go.
You know what? That's the crazy thing. The internet, it really helped out Knoebels because I used to go places and they'd be like, oh, where are you from? And I'd say Elysburg, Pennsylvania. They'd be like, where the heck is that? And I say, well, have you ever heard of Knoebels? Most people 10 years ago would go, I think so.
Is now it? They say Elysburg, Knoebels.
Yeah, Knoebels. Everybody loves Knoebels.
Everybody does. And we'll be there later on this morning, Facebook Live. But let's get a little teaser with our friend Stacy.
That's right. We have Public Relations Director Stacy Yepko on the line. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, guys. I hope you have your appetite getting ready here for your visit later this morning.
Stacy, last year when we did that thing, I didn't eat for 2 days. Who was that guy that kept stuffing
food? 3 days.
Oh, 3 days.
Okay. I was going to say, probably 3 days. That was Tony and Danny and Clyde.
You guys stuffed me, man.
you can always count on our food managers to make sure that you have even more than you even knew you wanted.
Yeah. Hey, before we talk about the food in the Facebook Live, Try It Tuesday, sure. Let's talk about Knoebels. All these new masking policies. Are you making some adjustments?
We sure are. It was wonderful to see everybody smile this past weekend. Fully vaccinated guests are now welcome to ditch the mask unless they are indoors. Of course, if you feel more comfortable wearing a face covering while you're at the park, are more than welcome to, but if you are fully vaccinated while you're outdoors at the park, you can take that mask off now.
That's so exciting. That is so exciting. And of course, we are ramping up and the countdown is on to Memorial Day weekend, which is when, Stacy, correct me if I'm wrong, the park opens up for daily operations.
Yeah, so we are just a little bit over a week away from daily operation at the park, but in the meantime, let me go back to that and just say, I think you guys are going to be with us on the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend for something really special.
And it is Cosmo's Coin Dive.
Cosmo's Coin Dive. We're qualifying folks leading right up to the event, which is the opening day of the Crystal Pool, coincides with Memorial Day weekend. But between now and then, I understand that Cosmo needs a little bit of help.
Oh.
Meaning there are jobs available at Knoebels.
Oh, okay.
Yes, absolutely. If you have an interest, we have a job for you. We're still hiring and will be throughout the entire season. So you can actually take a look at our job board right now by visiting Knoebels.com/jobs. And we have ride operations, food service. We're talking about the food. You can actually be a part of that awesome department. We have gift shop team members that we're in need of. So definitely check out our job board, and we'll be hiring all throughout our season.
What a cool place to work, too, Knoebels.
Best job ever.
You know,
there's so many benefits. In addition to that regular paycheck, you can visit other parks for free. We have what we call little paycheck stuffers. So you open up your paycheck, and you might find some ride tickets in it. You might find some food coupons. There's a scholarship program. There's just so many more reasons to work there than just that regular paycheck.
Knoebels is a great place for kids from 1 to 92. However, that expression goes
for all ages, from all eras, for all times.
There it is. Good slogan. Hey, I understand you have something coming up called First Friday for little kids?
Yes. So we have our pre-K day coming up this Friday. We actually have one this Friday and then the following Friday, May 21st and 28th. And it's an afternoon of fun for the little ones at the park. For one low rate, the little ones can ride from noon to 4. So it's a really, really great opportunity for those pre-K kiddos to get out and have their first visit of the season.
And then they get hooked right away and they come the rest of their life.
Oh, you have to. That's how I got hooked.
I think that's how we all got hooked.
Yep.
You know what I like? I like the fact that you always come up with a new ride or something. Do you have anything new this year?
We try to do something new every year in the park. Last year, we were supposed to open a ride called Tornado. We have some project delays, understandably so, but we didn't give up on that ride, and it's coming to us this year now. So right next to our Stratosphere Drop Tower ride, Laura, you've been on Stratosphere before.
Yes, I have.
I love it, too.
Big drop tower that just drops you to the ground, a free fall drop from 140 feet in the air. This one doesn't go quite as far off the ground, but if you like spinning, this ride is for you.
Thus, Tornado, right?
Yes, it is called Tornado. The ride itself spins around in a circle, and then the cars that you are sitting in, you can actually control the spin of the cars yourself, so you get a double spin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. I don't know about that. Just drop me from the heights. I don't know about the spinny.
You have to try it at least once, Laura.
That's true. I can say I have been on every single ride at Knoebels once.
At least once.
Okay. Yes.
Me too. We've been waiting for it for over a year, this Tornado, so thank goodness you didn't change the name to Pandemic. Hey, you want to go on the Pandemic?
No.
Sticking with Tornado.
There it is. Okay. Stacy, thanks so much for joining us.
And we will see you later on Facebook Live. We'll be headed out to the park for right around 11 a.m. And I hear the food managers have a lot in store for us on a Try It Tuesday. We can't wait to visit Knoebels.
Oh, just wait.
Watch for us on Facebook. Thanks, Stacy.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
We're both reading the same article about how old are you when you finally feel old, and there's a demographical difference between you, buddy, and me.
There is indeed. I am 38 years old. You are 61.
Yes. So if you ask someone what age they were when they finally embraced getting older, you know, somebody might say 12, because as soon as you're a teenager, it's the end of your life. But no, the actual age is 47.
I haven't made it there yet. I will let you know when I do.
So that's what I was going to say. That's what it says here. So do you feel like you're getting older? No,
not really. And the thing is here's how my brain works. I'll think about things that happened when I was 18.
Okay.
That is 20 years ago. And it feels like it was yesterday. When somebody talks about the 90s, I'm like, oh, yeah, like 10 years ago. Wait a second. Hold the phone. We're in 2021. I not only graduated from high school 21 years ago, but the 90s are like going back 30 now.
And the 80s would be 40. Uh-huh. Someone said to me yesterday, I don't like current music anymore. I like the stuff that, you know, from just a little while ago, like the 80s music. I'm like, dude, that wasn't a little while ago. That's 40 years ago. She looked at me like, what? So anyway, then there's the question. Okay, you know how old you are. How young do you feel? The average is 7 years younger than the person says.
Huh. Well, maybe people are ready to accept getting older once they feel like they're in their 40s, which might not be until they're 47.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
You know, always feel younger than you are. I guess that's the key. So that's kind of neat. But the survey also asked what everyday things that you do make you feel older. And I think you just mentioned him with 80s music and 90s music.
Hearing songs on oldies stations that's like NSYNC. Like, wait a second.
You know, and we have The Valley.
We do.
And we have, of course, classic rock. Eagle 107. So classic rock has classic in the name. So you're like, hey, this is old stuff, baby, but I love me some 70s rock, you know? But with The Valley, you kind of get lost there because you're listening and you're like, oh, this music's not too old. Oh, 40?
You do this. You do this, the next one.
What do I do?
Squinting to see small print.
Yeah, and I'm wearing bifocals. How scary is that? I still have to squint sometimes. Do we have to go down the list?
We do.
The next one, too. I grunt when I get up out of the chair.
Keith calls them old man noises.
Does he have them yet or
no? Yeah, he does.
And
I'm like, stop exaggerating. And he's like, my dumpster, my back.
If you sound like your own dad, it's almost like, oh, it's not bad. When dad did it, it wasn't that bad. But it is a grunt. You probably see the next one and go, what?
seeing a celebrity having no clue who they are. I don't know. I keep up on that stuff.
Well, you keep up on Broadway and movies and stuff like that.
TV shows and stuff. But then not being on the latest social media platforms, I am on
the tick of talk, but I am not
very good at it. I'm okay at it.
But at least you're on it.
I'm on it.
I'm old. I just refuse.
You're not on SHIT. You don't do anything.
Is that a, is it SHIT or are you supposed to sound
no,
it
don't, no, don't,
a,
don't
is say that a new social media?
No,
is that a new,
kids listening. Don't say
that's
that.
Not a new app?
It maybe it could be.
Shite? It's not a new app? News is next.
Social media shite.
News is coming up next for you.
Let's create that. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Time is ticking. And Milton Beer Fest is coming.
Beer. Now,
what do we talk about first? Beer Fest or the fact that we have our own little beer fest in front of the building on Thirsty Thursdays under the tent?
Man, oh man, we have it good.
We have
today's
a good
Today's a Try
job.
It Tuesday. We're headed to Knoebels to try some delicious park food.
Tomorrow.
Thursday, tomorrow's Tail Wagon Wednesday.
We got a Tail Wagon friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then Thursday, we got Thirsty Thursday tied in with Milton Beer Fest.
Oh my gosh, and we get to either head outside or head to a brewery to drink some beers.
I'm telling you
It's great.
This is a tough
job. We suffer daily.
But hey, if you want in on Milton Beer Fest, there's still a few tickets left, so you got to get on the website and claim them.
Last time I checked in with our girl Vanessa, who's the vice president of the Milton Time organization. That's the Improved Milton Experience, of course. And that's what Beer Fest supports.
Yeah, that's an interesting point.
We need to talk about that. Yeah,
because we're not just going to drink beer to have a party.
No.
Well, we are. There is a benefit there.
There is. Milton Time Organization, they improve not only Milton, but the surrounding community. They have Chef's Place and also the Makerspace that is teaching kids valuable skills in conjunction with the VOTEC. It's awesome, awesome stuff. So that's what the Beer Fest supports. So I just needed to mention that.
Mm-hmm. So when you get your tickets for a good time, the Milton Beer Fest, you're also helping several good causes under one umbrella, right?
That's correct, which is Milton Time. So head to MiltonPABeerFest.com to get your tickets now. Last time I checked in with our girl Vanessa, there were right around 500 tickets left.
Hurry. This
thing is going to sell out. It is on June 12th, which is Saturday, and part of, Tom, the week of Laura and Vanessa.
Oh, that's right. Both of you always celebrate
June
birthdays.
June 1st is my birthday. June 10th is her birthday. It's the week of Laura and Vanessa.
So much.
That should be part of the promotion.
Okay. Whatever.
Maybe not. No.
Stop for the day coming up. Stay with us.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Chad Evans on the way next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. One of them's got your chance to win with Wise Markets. And you never know when your quest for the castle is coming up. And don't forget Cosmo's Coin Dive.
Tis true.
You could cannonball with us and bring the kids to Knoebels.
I love that sounder, the cannonball.
It's like from some movie. I keep thinking Caddyshack, but that's not it. Hey, we like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day.
You know what?
What?
I'm saying hello Tuesday. Today's going to be a great day. You want to know why?
Why is that?
Because it's sunny. We're headed to Knoebels for a Try It Tuesday, and Monday is over.
Yeah.
So let's enjoy the rest of the week in peace.
You got the sunshine in the 80s. Enjoy it. See you, everybody.
Bye, guys.